Angela Bischoff, Kelly Reinhardt, and Bridget Hayworth recently came to Halifax on a tour titled Healthy Mind, Body Planet. The tour is intended to expose the tactics of big pharmaceutical companies, the dangers of antidepressant drugs, and provide information on sustainable activism and alternative treatments to sound mental health. In the studio with me today is Angela Bischoff. Welcome to the program, Angela.
Thanks very much, Candice.
Could you tell me where the idea for this tour came from?
My husband and our good friend, Kelly and Bridget's good friend, killed himself 2 years ago in Halifax after a short period of time on an antidepressant drug. He had just gone into a dark depression and sort of out of desperation turned to the pharmaceutical drug industry, or went to see a psychiatrist who prescribed an antidepressant drug, and in a very short period of time he became increasingly agitated and to the point that literally threw himself off the bridge. You know, 2 weeks after that, the US FDA came out with an advisory saying that antidepressant drugs can cause suicidal ideation in people, and that was the first I'd really clued into it, and I was, you know, sort of dumbfounded initially, and once I got through the initial shock of the death and started doing some research around it, I realized that these drugs are actually quite dangerous, and lots of people are affected adversely by antidepressant drugs and other psychiatric drugs. So I started doing a bunch of research and realizing, you know, that I had a whole body of information that I would like to share with the rest of Canada. And Kelly and Bridget agreed to join me on a speaking tour. We produced a newspaper called Depression Expression, which we're distributing across the country. And we've produced some good materials and articles, and we're writing blogs and doing a video documentary and video podcasts all along the way as we travel across the country sharing this information with people.
Great. Is it a cross Canada tour?
Yep. So we're doing a cross Canada tour over about a 3-month period, right from the east to the west coast. And we'll be visiting 23 communities along the way.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is very much a personal issue.
Yeah, we were touched so deeply personally, and that has driven our passion to really want to, you know, get the word out, potentially to save lives and to, you know, prevent similar tragedies by sharing information. I believe if I had had this information, or if Tucker had had this information, we would have gone through the whole drug paradigm very differently, just been much more aware of what the potential side effects were. We didn't realize that agitation is such a very common side effect, but also a very dangerous side effect, because it's a very potent predictor of suicide.
You just mentioned the name of your friend being Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Tucker Gomberg.
Yes, and he's a renowned political activist. Mm-hmm. It says here in a little blurb about your talk that you're going to be talking about sustainable activism. I was wondering if you could speak to that.
Well, interestingly, that was one of the things that Tucker brought up in his last, you know, period of time when he was suffering with depression and realizing that he had, you know, worked himself and really burnt himself out. And during those years where he worked so hard, he sort of let other things fall by the wayside, like developing good close friendships of the heart where you can express your most intimate emotional needs. And he also sort of let all his hobbies go by the wayside, such as photography and cycling and things that were always really important to him. He just focused all his time and energy on his activism. And when he burnt out, his work was taken away from him. Basically, he wasn't able to write or read or research. Those were the tools of his trade. That might be okay if you have all the other things to cushion the fall. If he had had his hobbies and his friends and his exercise and things in his life to buoy him up. But because he had given up so many of those things, when his activism was taken away from him, he didn't feel like he had all these support systems to buoy him up. So sustainable activism, in my mind, is taking care of your body, always making time, even in the most intense periods of activist life, to always make time for healthy eating, you know, shopping organically at the local farmers market, taking care of your mind, whether it's yoga or meditation or spirituality, spending time with friends, maintaining friendships of the heart, as well as, you know, keeping connected intellectually. But sustainable activism would take care of all of those aspects, not just one or another.
So these would be some of the alternative treatments that people could look to instead of relying on the pharmaceutical companies to take care of us.
Yeah, we think that a healthy mind entails having a healthy body and healthy community on a healthy planet. And we can't have a healthy mind without all those other aspects. So when you're feeling down, have you considered all of the other aspects of your life that you can enhance, you know, before even considering taking a drug, such as what's your diet like? Are you eating a lot of sugar or white flour? Can you reduce that? What about caffeine, alcohol, you know, drugs, to just get as pure to an organic, ideally vegetarian, but not necessarily locally produced diet as possible would be key. Also, you know, enhancing your diets with special minerals or vitamins, like very commonly people need essential fatty acids more than we get in our diet, and those are known to really support brain health, like hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil or fish oils. Also, vitamin B is very common mineral that is lacking in a lot of people's brains, and so that's been known to really enhance brain activity and well-being. Then, you know, there's all sorts of herbs like chamomile and peppermint that are known to be soothing and calming, and to be drinking herbal teas and things instead of beer, you know, so to really be taking care of ourselves physically, then to build a social network of friends, reaching out and asking for support when you're having a hard time instead of becoming more isolated, which is what most people do when they're depressed. So reach out and ask for help, and know that when other people are needing help, you'll be there for them as well. So helping people who need it, and also asking for help when you need it.
Could you tell me more about the tactics of big pharmaceutical companies? What's the political aspect of this?
Well, these are, you know, this is a $500 billion industry, the pharmaceutical drug industry, annually. So they're, you know, they're in it for the money, and they're selling sickness. Their job in this world is to make a profit off of selling sickness. So basically what they're doing is they're expanding all the time the definition of what is mental health. So whereas, you know, 10 years ago your son was considered shy, now he's diagnosed as social anxiety disorder and there's a pill for him, or you're experiencing some anxiety and you go see your doctor, instead of saying, well, try chamomile and essential aromas, they're saying, or essential oils, they're saying, here, take this pill. And for many people, we know up to a quarter of the people drop out of antidepressant drug use in the first month because they feel worse, you know, and where they feel agitated. So, and a lot of other people stick with the program because the doctor says stick with the program, which is what happened to Tucker's with Tucker. The doctor said stick with the program, you'll feel better in time, and kept cranking up the dosage and prescribing a tranquilizer to counter the adverse effects of the first drug. So. What was your question? Oh yeah, big pharma. So they're always trying to influence the medical profession by paying for continuing education, for example. So all of the continuing education doctors get around these drugs is by going to conferences sponsored by the drug industry. So they're going to hear speakers that are on the payroll of the pharmaceutical drug industry. So doctors are constantly being propagandized by the industry, and the industry is funding all of the research. And we know that, you know, the clinical trials that are funded by the pharmaceutical drug industry are 2 to 5 times more likely to have positive results than clinical trials done by universities or other institutions. So generally they're funding their own research, and they're producing, you know, all their own papers, and they're ghostwriting papers and getting doctors to on the payroll to sign on to their papers. And if the research isn't coming up with the results they want, they stop the research midstream. So there's all sorts of influences that the pharmaceutical industry has on also our politics. They're funding politicians. We know that there's, you know, there's more political lobbyists in Washington, for example, than there are elected, what are they called? They're not MPs. elected officials in the United States. So there's the influence of the pharmaceutical drug industry on our politics and on our medical profession is all pervasive. And, you know, why should we be surprised if your doctor thinks that, you know, the fact that you're feeling down means that you need a biological fix, because that's the only information he's really receiving from school right through all his continuing medical education.
Do you think that there's another way to resist the pharmaceutical stronghold other than empowering ourselves with this knowledge of our own bodies and taking care of ourselves?
Well, I think there's lots that Health Canada can do to reduce the influence. I think that we're calling on this tour, we're calling for federal parliamentary hearings to look at the influence of the pharmaceutical industry and prescription practices of the medical profession, specifically dealing with psychiatric drugs and antidepressant drugs in particular. There were similar hearings in the United States, and out of those hearings, they got black box warnings on all of antidepressant drug boxes and labeling. And we think we should have similar public hearings in Canada. I think that Health Canada could also, the federal government could be funding research into alternatives so that we're not only getting research funded by the pharmaceutical drug industry in the United States, the US FDA actually funds some alternative research into psychiatric drugs. And I think that the federal government could do that similarly. We're also asking provincially, we're asking for a fatality inquiry into the death of Tooker to look at the systemic problems with prescribing and monitoring of psychiatric drugs.
Great. Where can listeners go if they're interested in finding out more information or what they can do to get involved?
Well, we have a really extensive website called greenspiration.org. And up there, we've got our newspaper, Depression Expression, which is a 20-page newspaper tabloid chock full of recent research, all primarily focused on antidepressant drugs. We also have, you know, a whole list of resources to connect with alternative websites where we can get good critical information and support groups and how to withdraw from these drugs and connecting people with other organizations around the country besides and resources like books and stuff, as well as memorials and eulogies written in Tooker's honor and photographs. So once again, that's greenspiration.org.
Great, Angela. Thanks a lot for coming on the air. Any final words?
I really want to encourage people to consider all the alternatives to dealing with their mental health before they consider antidepressant drugs, and if they are considering antidepressant drugs or are on them, because let's face it, 50 million people worldwide are so, and mostly they're in North America. So if you're on them, I'm not encouraging you even to come off them, but I'm encouraging you to pay very close attention to what your body is telling you and what the potential adverse reactions are, and whether, you know, to really consider whether or not those adverse reactions are worthwhile. You know, apparently some people are helped by antidepressant drugs, and for those people out there, you know, blessings to you. But many people aren't, and for those who aren't, I really encourage you to take a critical look and talk to your physician and do some research and check out our website and get some ammunition to really understand what these drugs potentially are doing to your body, and or if it's not you, your family members, and really reach out to those people in your community or in your family who are struggling, because, you know, not necessarily is a drug the answer. Maybe they need to talk to someone. Maybe they need some love and attention and support. That's really what we're all looking for, I think.
Greenspiration.org for more information. That was Angela Bischoff on tour with Healthy Mind, Body, Planet.